If you are looking for even more help and guidance on your breakup, I have a few different options for you to take your healing to the next level. I have 4 different online courses depending on what stage of the breakup that you're in, from beginning all the way into moving on after heartbreak. Or you can bundle all of my courses together and use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. I also have my 30-day no contact challenge to help hold you accountable in going no contact with your ex. And we have our free Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with other people going through breakups all over the world. To learn more about any of these resources, head to the show notes where you can learn more about my courses, take the quiz to figure out which course is best for you, or join the Facebook group. And don't forget to use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle.
You know what can make breakups even harder than they already are? PMS. I don't know about you, but my PMS gives me such bad anxiety, racing thoughts, and a lot of bloating, all of which is a recipe to make a breakup feel that much more intense. To help combat my PMS symptoms, I've been loving Estro Control by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. Estro Control contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health, especially in women who suffer from PMS. I was so interested to learn how this supplement worked. It actually helps support the liver, which is where hormones are processed. And when estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, that's what causes those awful PMS symptoms. So to help combat your PMS symptoms, I highly recommend Estro Control so you're not robbed of a week of your life every single month. Not fair. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code HEARTBREAK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code HEARTBREAK for 15% off today.
Welcome to the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast with your host, Breakup Bestie, aka me, Kendra. Breakups are hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Each week, I will be taking you through a different topic as it relates to breaking up, healing from heartbreak, growing in your single life, dating, and getting back into happier and healthier relationships. The goal of this show is to provide support, hope, tips, and to remind you that above all, this too shall pass.
Welcome back to another episode of the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast. Today, we're going to talk about boundaries, which I've talked about boundaries a lot on other episodes. And I do have a dedicated episode way back in the archive about boundaries, but I was feeling really called to do this episode on why boundaries are beneficial. And actually, what I'm calling this episode is why boundaries are kind. You guys know, if you follow me on any platform, anytime I talk about no contact, which is a lot, I think, again, I'll say this once, I've said it 1,000 times, I still think no contact is the number one thing you can do to heal from a breakup. Anytime I do any kind of post on no contact, or when I talk so nonchalantly about blocking, which it's not something that's nonchalant, but when I just talk about it very directly, I always get comments from people saying that I'm encouraging people to be mean, I'm encouraging people to be rude, that I'm encouraging people to be very immature towards their exes and just cut people out of their lives, when in reality, that's not the case at all. And it's also something that I've personally been on a journey with, is figuring out a way that to make boundaries feel good for me. So I wanted to share that with you, like my journey towards getting better at setting boundaries and not being so scared about it, and realizing that they do really benefit anyone who seeks to be benefited from them. There are going to be exceptions to every rule. There are going to be people who do not benefit from your boundaries and will let you know that, and they are going to be the ones that push back on things. But in reality, or in my experience, boundaries are incredibly kind, and they are something that as I'm learning how to set them more comfortably, I feel like I can walk through the world much less anxious and much less scared, because I used to be so afraid of, voicing my opinion or asking for exactly what I needed. And it's like a muscle. Once you practice enough and once you work that muscle enough, it's going to get stronger. It's going to get easier. Just a couple weeks ago, I was getting a massage and I asked like four different things to be adjusted in the massage, which is honestly such a big deal for someone like me who used to operate in the world where I would never correct someone. I would never ask for something different, or, you know, I would walk out of a nail salon with the total wrong color or something that I didn't like. So for me to be able to say, hey, can we turn the heater off on the table? Hey, can we do a little bit deeper of a pressure? Can we adjust, like, I don't like the smell of the oils that we're using. And to be able to do that is honestly a really big deal. And if you're thinking, whatever, that's nothing, then that's great. Maybe you didn't grow up as a people pleaser like I did. But I do think, and obviously this is not in reference to breakups, but it really does, so much of it does come from, or does come back to breakups. So what do boundaries look like as you're navigating a breakup? There are a lot of boundaries, especially when it comes to there's the ultimate one, which is no contact. And then within no contact, there are a lot of little micro boundaries of setting with, you know, there's telling your ex not to contact you anymore. There is telling your friends that you don't want to hear news about your ex. There is setting boundaries with your parents of maybe they're asking about your ex, or they're saying something that's not helpful when it comes to your breakup, of saying, oh, we really liked them. How are they doing? Or why did you break up with that person? There are a lot of boundaries when it comes to that. And what I have found is the people that don't want to set boundaries after a breakup, it's for a number of reasons. One, you're not comfortable setting them. Maybe you have the misconception that they're mean, or that it makes you a bitch or an asshole or whatever you want to call yourself of someone who sets boundaries. And a lot of the time, it also just comes down to you don't want to close the door. And that's a big one. That's a big thing. And that's probably separate from what we're talking about today. If you want the person back in your life, it's hard to set the boundary because it does feel like you're shutting off any last little bit of hope that it could work out, which is not the case, as we know. Even if you set boundaries, it doesn't mean that you're shutting off everything completely forever. If you're meant to be with them, you will be with them. And I think the third is there's a mix-up when it comes to someone ghosting versus setting a boundary. So if someone just completely ghosts you, that's not a boundary. To me, that's just being a coward. That's someone who just doesn't know how to emotionally handle a difficult conversation. So I think sometimes I'll get messages from people saying, why are you encouraging this? Like, I got ghosted out of nowhere and it was so traumatic to me. That's not what I'm encouraging. Now, if someone has set boundaries and has tried to break up with someone multiple times and the person's just not receiving it, or they've asked multiple times of, hey, please don't contact me, please don't contact me, and the end comes with a block, that's not ghosting. That's just someone who has been fed up with boundaries not being respected, and it ultimately leads to ghosting. So I'm not talking about ghosting, and I think people who have been ghosted sometimes think that me encouraging someone to set boundaries is me encouraging people to just cut people out of their life. And I think the biggest misconception that I've had my whole life around boundaries is that if I'm setting a boundary with someone, it's because I don't want them in my life or I don't care about them, which is not in no way, shape, or form true. I think it's actually the opposite, where if I'm setting a boundary with someone, to me, that is me showing care to the person by saying, if you want to be in my life, this is how I operate and this is how I would like us to communicate. So let's use the example of someone that you want to keep in your life after a breakup and needing to set a boundary with them. Let's talk about a friend. Let's say you have a friend who is just maybe it's a friend that you enjoy gossiping with, and it's a friend who finds something out about your ex and feels very excited to tell you, when in reality, it's very harmful to you to hear that. And they continuously, oh, I heard that they're with this person. I heard that they're not doing well. I heard this, I heard that. So there's one aspect where you just stop communicating with that friend. That's not a boundary. That is you just kind of avoiding the problem. But you care about this person. You want this person in your life. So you're telling them, hey, I love you. I care about you. And I can appreciate that you think it might be helpful for you to tell me things about my ex. But because I care about you and I want you in my life, I'm telling you that this is very hurtful to me. So I'm asking you to not bring that up when we're around. And then there you go. My guess is that person will say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I did not realize that that was doing that to you. I won't bring that up again. Then you guys both know how to coexist in harmony, instead of you being just secretly, silently scorning this person. And my guess is, if you let this go on for months, and then somehow, which tends to happen when you're not voicing your needs and your thoughts on stuff, you end up blowing up. So you might blow up at this friend, and then they'll feel terrible that you didn't tell them months ago that it was harming you. They might say, I had no idea. I thought this was stuff that was interesting to you. I figured you'd want to know. So by setting a boundary, you're giving them an instruction manual on how to best interact with you and what you need and what you like. That's great. I think that's very valuable in relationships. Now, when it comes to your ex, and again, this is someone that you don't want in your life, but you still need to set boundaries with them. Again, when I tell someone to go no contact with an ex, it doesn't mean that they hate you. It does not mean that they want to wipe you off the face of the earth. It means the opposite. It usually means that they care so much about you, but they also care so much about themselves, or they're trying to learn how to take care of themselves, that they have to set this boundary of no contact, because they need to learn how to operate without you in their life. So when I get the question of, I don't understand what I did, why did my ex block me? I always say it's not because they hate you. It's likely because they are just trying to learn how to live without someone that they care so deeply about, that when they see them on social media, or if there was a chance that they would see a phone call from you, that it would completely rock their world. So boundaries are not something out of carelessness. They are something out of, I care about you and I care about me, and I want to be able to move forward and put myself first and be able to protect my sanity. And I'll give you, you know, a personal story of me not necessarily doing boundaries in the right way. I have certain members of my family who have experienced addiction, and it was a lot of chaos, and I used to be very involved with it. And it got to the point where it was hurting me. I was getting resentful at them. It got to a point where I could tell me helping was not helping at all. It was hurting me, it was hurting them, it was hurting the relationship. And instead of setting a boundary, I just withdrew.
The holidays can be a time of a lot of dining out, takeout, or heavy meals in general, and it feels really nice to get a break from that and have a nice, easy meal prepped at home, which is why I love CookUnity. Whether you need a break from cooking, like me, or you're looking for a gift for someone who could use a break from cooking, CookUnity is a great option. Their meals are crafted from local, farm-fresh ingredients and deliver vibrant flavors directly to your door. My favorite meal I've had from them recently is the California-style chicken enchiladas by Chef Kevin Meehan. I love that I can see the chefs behind the meals. It makes the experience that much cooler. And truly the best part for me is the convenience. No shopping, no planning, no prepping, just getting to heat up my meal and be done with it. Give the gift of delivering mouth-watering meals crafted by local ingredients and award-winning chefs with CookUnity. Go to cookunity.com/heartbreak or enter code heartbreak before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using code heartbreak or going to cookunity.com/heartbreak. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. The holidays are approaching, which I know can feel scary when you're going through a breakup. This may not be the way that you were envisioning to spend the holiday season, but I want to remind you that many of the winter comforts can still be accessible to you. Why not plan a holiday movie night with your friends or sign up to volunteer in your community for the day? Or set up a therapy session, which is a great way to bring yourself some comfort that never goes away, even when the season changes. During seasons where I've experienced loneliness or difficult life chapters, therapy has been a comfort I look forward to every week to sort things out and provide a new perspective. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find comfort this December with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/heartbreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/heartbreak. For a gift that's always on time and lasts a lifetime, you can't do better than Masterclass. With Masterclass, your loved ones can learn from the best to become their best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 of the world's best. That's why Wirecutter calls it an invaluable gift. Help them build life-changing habits with New York Times bestselling author James Clear, or learn about entrepreneurship from my personal idol, Sarah Blakely. Something that always helped me during my breakups was using that time and energy to improve myself and learn new things. With Masterclass, it's a great opportunity to explore new topics and find new interests. I hear all the time that post-breakup, you guys want to try out cooking, and there are so many great cooking classes. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/heartbreak for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/heartbreak. Masterclass.com/heartbreak.
And years later, I realized that was not the right way to go about it. Sure, I think we do need to protect our peace, but I think ultimately it's better to voice what we need and see if that other person adjusts, because they might not. You know, people don't have to adhere to your boundaries, but if they want to be in your life, yes, they need to adhere to your boundaries. And it's taken some time to start like rebuilding the relationship with certain members of my family. But it's something that I wish I had done differently. And I wish that someone did. I wish we just had an open conversation about it, and me say like, hey, this is what I need out of this. This is too much for me. Then they could have had that conversation back. But withdrawing is not necessarily the right answer either. And I feel like I'm a little all over the place with this, because we are kind of talking about two separate things here, but we're not, because setting boundaries and telling people what you need can truly apply to an ex, but it also really, it's a really important tool to master when you're dating or when you're thinking about dating someone. It's saying, hey, this works for me, this doesn't work for me. And when I'm talking about boundaries, it's very loose. Like, I think saying, like, it could be the smallest thing. For an example, like when I talked about getting a massage, it could also be someone asks you out on a date and they say, hey, let's go get sushi. And you hate sushi. You can't, you hate raw fish. It disgusts you. There's one part that could say, okay, that sounds great, because we don't want to be the nag, or we don't want to be too much. And then you go on the date and you don't want any sushi. And then you ultimately end up finding out that you hate raw fish. And they're like, why did you let me take you to sushi? So it's the littlest things of that, of stating your preferences, even if someone has stated the opposite. And coming from a total chameleon, I get that. I don't know if I've shared this on here, but my now husband loves Star Wars. And I told him I had seen Star Wars for like the first multiple years we had dated. And I finally had to say, hey, I've never seen Star Wars. And it was, you know, something we could laugh about then, but it is funny how many things, or funny but sad, of how many things we claim to be okay with, and we don't realize the toll that it's taking on us, on our relationships, on our self-esteem, on our self-worth. And the people that I have seen allow their ex into their lives boundaryless for so long, they are people that end up stuck on their ex for such a long period of time, because they kind of just have this like open door policy. And there are some people that need a total closed door policy. It doesn't matter even if they were to come to you and be nice or be kind or whatever. It's just, hey, I need this wall. I need it to be black and white. Do not contact me because I need my space. It's like you're under construction. Like, I need this fence around me right now because I'm under construction. I am completely rebuilding and putting together the pieces of my broken heart, and I cannot have you in this space. That's okay. But I don't think there should be anyone that it's like a complete open door policy. There should be, you know, rules. What hours are you open? What's the attire that's needed? You know, if we want to play into this metaphor here, you need to let people know how you want to be treated. And that first takes like how discovering that, like, how do you want to be treated? What is okay with you? What's not okay with you? And I think some of the biggest things that I've noticed since getting more comfortable with this is my relationships have gotten so much deeper because I am being honest and I am being authentic. I'm not just playing along with things because I don't want people not to like me. Whereas before it was operating from, yes, I was like being myself, but not fully, you know, and maybe I have less people in my life now, but the people that I do have in my life, I'm honest with. I say, hey, I don't like that. Hey, this isn't working for me. Instead of just killing myself trying to get everyone to like me. That honestly is a superpower. And I want you to think about someone in your life who does have this ability. Because I remember I would look at people who I always thought setting boundaries would make me look like a bitch. But then I would look at the people in my life who were really good with that. And I would think they are so strong to me and they look like such a badass. And when they say no to something, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's incredible that you're able to do that. It's not a, oh my gosh, what a cold-hearted person. It's more of, wow, that person knows themselves. They know what they like. They know how they want to be treated. And they tell people that. And that's important. And the right kind of people will come into your life. And something that I think often goes neglected is the boundaries that you set with your ex, I believe very greatly influence the kind of person you will attract into your life next. If you tell your ex, I can't put up with breadcrumbing. In fact, I don't want any contact at all. Let's say your ex was like a big breadcrumber or they would reach out when they were in trouble and you kind of fell into their spell every time. Or, you know, your ex would call when they want to have sex and you would, you know, go do it, which again, like we've all done that. But if we keep doing that, it's not unlikely that the next person you attracted might be someone who just wants a hookup. But if you say, like, if you tell one person, I am not available just for sex, I'm not available for that. Or I am not available for people who just text when they need something. You are not just telling that one person, you are sending that message out to everyone. And it's highly likely that if you tell your ex, hey, I'm not putting up with this, you're opening the door for someone who will follow those boundaries because you're also be operating from a place of, hey, if that comes into your life again, you've already shut it down once. You've built that muscle. It's becoming more of a habit. So if that comes into your life, it's not going to be this, oh gosh, I got to like look out for the right opportunity or like maybe they'll change. Maybe like next week they'll text me much more often or I just need to have one more date with them. And then they'll see that I'm not just someone to hook up with. Like I'm someone that they want to be with. It's like you can shut it down right when you see it because you're more aware of it and you have the courage and the tools to say no. So they are not only the kind thing to do for yourself, which I think most of us know that. I think it's also very kind to other people to set boundaries. People might not see it at the time. I think there are some people in this world who will push boundaries as far as they possibly can, whether they know it or not. And so when a boundary is put up, especially if you've operated in a relationship where you've never set boundaries and the first time you're setting one is when they are your ex, they'll be surprised. They'll totally be surprised and they might not like it. And it's because they're used to being able to operate in a way and however they want. So you'll probably won't be met with, thank you so much for telling me. I will change how I operate in the future. It might be like, wow, you're being so immature, or where's this coming from? Like, they might say something rude and you have to be okay with that. Because again, you're doing this for you and you're doing it for them. They just don't quite know it yet, I guess is what I'm saying here. But the times that I have been able to let people go out of my life, which is why when I tell people, if you're going to end a relationship, it is very important that you are setting the boundaries of, I'm ending this relationship, black and white. I'm ending this relationship. I don't want to pursue a friendship. So setting those things, it is the nice thing to do, because if you keep those lines blurry, it's just so much easier to get stuck in the circular cycle of breaking up, getting back together, hooking up, not talking for a period of time, getting over them, having them draw you back in. It's exhausting. It's exhausting. So I guess the main thing is, however you need to look at boundaries, look at them that way. I would challenge you to look at your assumptions around setting boundaries. What does it mean to set one? Do you think it's mean? Do you think it's immature? Why do you think it's immature? Maybe it goes back to, you know, you had parents that didn't set boundaries, or you had a mom who like put up with anything. Take a look at, what does that mean to you? What does a boundary mean to you? When are some times that you've set a boundary and it's worked out well? What are some times that you feel like a boundary hasn't gone well? What's scaring you from setting one with your ex for no contact, or with just a friend? And it's going to all start small. I had my therapist who, she started challenging me at restaurants to like ask for extra napkins or ask for extra sauce, just starting to put really small preferences out there and then being able to move towards bigger ones. Hey, I don't like how you talk to me, or like during sex, like I didn't like that. So this is a lifelong practice. And I think going through a breakup, it's a really great time to do it. Because honestly, if you haven't gone no contact, and you, again, if you haven't, if you don't have kids with your ex, if you haven't gone no contact, you need to. It's like, when you need to do something so bad because not doing it is hurting you, and I will tell you, if you haven't gone no contact with your ex, it is hurting you. You might not realize it or not. You might not realize it because you might be doing some like crazy mental gymnastics to make it feel like it's okay that you're still talking to your ex, but I promise it is hurting you. And that hurt is great fuel. That pain is great fuel for you to step outside your comfort zone and do something different and treat yourself in a way that you haven't treated yourself before, which is with respect and protecting your peace. So it's going to feel scary. It is a big deal to be able to do it, but I promise it's starting a lifelong journey of being able to have better relationships, take better care of yourself, attract better people into your life. So the last resource I will mention is Al-Anon. Al-Anon is more specifically for people who have family members that are struggling with addiction or partners that are struggling with addiction. It was one of the best places that I learned everything about boundaries. Codependence Anonymous is also a great place that gives great tools. So I just want to share those resources as well for maybe some of the more extreme cases for people listening. But we'll see you guys back here again next week.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you loved it, I hope you'll leave a review and share with your friends. If you're not already following me on Instagram, head to @yourbreakupbestie, where I'm sharing new content almost every day. To join our Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with thousands of people from all over the world going through breakups, head to the link in the show notes. And don't forget to check out my online courses for more in-depth help through your healing journey. I always end these episodes the same way, reminding you to be nice to yourself, stay connected with loved ones, and the biggest reminder is that this too shall pass. I promise.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.